Welcome to Belfast City Vineyard, where we are pursuing formation in the presence of Jesus, community gathered around him, and the impact he empowers us to bring in our families, city, and the world. The following message was given at one of our Sunday services. For more information, visit our website at belfastcityvineyard.com.
Well, good morning, everybody. Andy here. I am continuing our sermon series called Home, and I'm actually speaking to you from my home because I did return a positive test a couple of days ago, and I have been quarantining here, been isolation at home, and so I get to speak to you about home from my home. And I know so many of you have had to do the same journey, and you know what it's like, and it's just been really difficult, but it is just part of this world we currently live in, and all we can do is carry on and trust Jesus, right? So this autumn, we have been thinking about this idea of home on multiple levels. So I get to talk to you about home from my home whilst I'm isolating at home. And as we've talked about it, you know, we've broken it down into three main categories. That in homes, we receive, or we should have received, nurturing, or maybe we in BCV would say formation. And then we talked about blessing, that at home we learned, or we should have learned, how to give our lives away as a blessing to others. That's part of home. And then we've also talked about launching, that part of home is being launched out from home to make our impact in the world, but then always returning back home for rest, rejuvenation, and replenishing. And that's what I want to talk about today, this idea of being launched out from home. So let's talk about all systems go for launch. You know, homes are powerful, but we can't always stay at home. And it's a really basic rhythm, actually, that's in place for most of us all the time. If you think about whatever home is for you right now, it's hopefully a place of blessing and rest and rejuvenation that you leave every day. You go out from home and you impact the world and people in big ways and small ways, but then you come back, you return home. There's something about us that needs to leave home and impact the world in some way, and there's also something about us that needs to return home. It's like a rhythm, and it's a rhythm we recognize because it's a reality we've all been through, for better or for worse. We live it every day, but we all at one point were launched out of the home we grew up in and launched out into the world to make our mark and establish a new home. And some of us were really launched well into the world with confidence and joy, and that has just been an amazing foundation in your life. Others of us would say we weren't launched very well. No one really helped launch us. We may even feel like we were held back from launching and we had to do all the momentum ourselves. And that's when you think about home, that's a part of the scars, part of the pain points that you have. I really believe that good homes are like launch pads, places where we're prepared to be sent out into the world, to steward our lives, to bring an impact, to establish homes of our own for the sake of others. And the homes we are launched from hopefully remain for those of us to return to for strengthening and blessing. And those of us who are raising children or working with children and young people kind of see this and live this all the time as we try and build homes to launch our kids when it's their time to go and be launched. Helping others leave home is part of what parents do, and help them leave, be launched, and bring the impact that God has for them wherever he is sending them. You know, I'll never forget learning as a dad that one of my main jobs as a parent was to build a launch pad and to bless my kids into their own future and to help prepare them to launch. That I was actually a steward, not an owner, and that it wasn't really about me. And by the way, I hesitate to give advice to parents of teenagers because, you know, it's a really tough and challenging time. But if you're finding parenting teenagers right now really tough and challenging, you're really wrestling through those teenage years, I'll just say this. Our home changed significantly for the better when I began to talk to my kids about how we're actually trying to set you up to be launched into the world equipped and confident. Instead of, for goodness sake, would you just do what I say and be obedient? When I just got my wits about me and changed the conversation, it became a bridge building conversation instead of a bridge burning dad rant speech that only dads think go well. So flipping that conversation in our household took me realizing I'm a steward and part of my job is to build a launch pad. So if you're right in those teenage years and finding those conversations really tough, maybe some bridge building conversations about how can we prepare you to launch might be something that changes the scope and changes the narrative. Well, I also think that this launching and returning is a rhythm we all recognize because it's a God-breathed rhythm that's born in creation and revealed in the scriptures. Men and women all over the scriptures encounter the living God. They're utterly transformed and captivated by him and then are launched out, sent out by him in his name to bring his change to the world, but then continually return to his presence as home while they wait for their true home one day. We were made to impact the world and we were made for home and we need both. And I just, again, want to take a few minutes and talk about what happens when we embrace this idea of homes and especially our church home being launching pads, but also places where we return to remember who we are and whose we are. We live differently when we know we have a purpose and when we're blessed into that purpose and we go out to fulfill that purpose. We know we're to impact the world for Jesus' sake, but it can be sustained by his presence along the way. So I want to talk about this rhythm being part of the story of God. Again, you can see this pattern of launching and impact and return all over the scriptures. It's part of a foundational story in the book of Genesis. In Genesis 1, chapter 1, verses 27 and 28, see with Adam and Eve, God gives them this garden home and he blesses them to steward his creation. In other words, he sends them to work and have an impact. Yet it's clear that they return to his presence for rest and healing because in Genesis 3, when it all becomes ready to unravel, God comes looking for them and it says they recognized his voice as he was walking in the garden and they knew how to walk with God in the garden. They knew how to return to his presence for rest and as their home. They had this rhythm of go out and impact this creation garden, but return home for rest and restoration. And part of the breaking of the world came when for Adam and Eve, when sin entered into the garden, and it's that separation from God, from ourselves, from one another. And from that moment onward, for Adam and Eve, they were cut off from their true home. And the story of the world ever since has been us trying to return home. We still long for home, and we long to make and bring an impact to the world around us. And just think for a moment how much damage happens when we look to make our mark on this world, but not from a place of being centered on Jesus as our true home. It becomes all about us, and we make things into idols, and the breaking of the world just keeps cascading through our lives as sin. Well, if the breaking of the world comes with Adam and Eve's sin, the healing of the world comes in Jesus and his death for us and his resurrection and life with us now as our Lord and our Savior. And in Jesus, we have a way back home. We have a way for impact in his name so others find the Father's house. In the end of Matthew's gospel, we have the Great Commission. You see the risen Jesus before the disciples and he sends them out. He commissions them not to work a garden, but he commissions them to do his work in the whole world. They are being sent, but sent in his name with his presence with them always as their home. He promises to be with them always as their home, but he sends them out to invite many others in and to help in his mission of redeeming the whole earth. They don't stay in Jerusalem. They're launched out into the world, but assured of his presence with them as he prepares a place in the Father's house for us all. You also see it in the ministry and teachings of Jesus as he invites us as his apprentices to learn the rhythms of abiding in his presence and also to be launched out for fruitfulness. In John chapter 15, one of the most core passages of scripture for BCV, again, we see it, John 15, 5, this cycle of bearing much fruit, but from the place of deep friendship with him. We were made for impact. We were made for fruitfulness. We were made to be launched out into the world, but we were also made to remain at home in him and with him. The one sustains the other. As you see the church born in the book of Acts, it's these same disciples leaving home, being scattered, being launched out, inviting people to come home to Jesus, finding that the Holy Spirit has been out ahead of them, preparing the way. They establish new churches, new homes all over the known world. There's this scattering and sending and launching, establishing these new homes wherever they find themselves, but it's sustained by the worship of Jesus and the presence of the Holy Spirit as home. This launching out in the power of the Holy Spirit, living as sent ones who impact the world and returning to Jesus and to his people is there like a rhythm. Even in great persecution, the church impacts the world, yet gathers together and retreats again for prayer and worship and community, and then goes out again and multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. And the truth is, that same rhythm has been there ever since for the people of Jesus and the churches that they are a part of. And it's there for us now as we build our homes and our church home together in this city. And just to get really real about it for a second, that rhythm is there for you right now, today. Jesus has strength and he has rest and restoration and remembering who you are and remembering your purpose and blessing for your purpose. He has wisdom, he has insight, he has hope for you in his presence, but it's found in his church home. So come home. It's found right here as we gather together week in and week out. We go out and impact the world, but he has great blessing and restoration as we come back in. We don't just come to church to like make Andy happy or to make God like us. What if part of this is a rhythm that we cannot fulfill our callings to go out and make our mark in the world for Jesus' name, no matter where he's sending you, without this rhythm of returning to the gathered people of God for blessing, for rest, and to receive from him? Do you have rhythms that send you out in Jesus' name? And do you have rhythms that bring you back home? We'll say more about that in a second. But basically, it's part of our story. It's part of how we as BCV have tried to live for over two decades now. It's part of the culture or way of life we have as a church home and the homes that we're building across the city. We are a launching pad. And for most of us, that's like a weekly rhythm. For years and years now, for better or for worse, we've had this rhythm of gathering together as a church home, then heading out into the world and the spaces we occupy to bring the impact of Jesus. Whether we're raising a family, we work in education, we work in the NHS, we run or work in a local business, we serve a local charity, we're at a school or a university or something like that. We live like we're launched there and we're sent there and we return home to come together, to be in God's presence, to pray for one another, to build one another up, to remember who we are and whose we are, and then get ready to go again. And so many of you have just given your lives to this. You live your lives this way. You go out into the world wherever Jesus leads you. You carry his values, the values of the kingdom, and you bring an impact. You steward your lives and callings really, really well. Then you return home to receive from him. And it's really humbling to see how God has used that and built genuine impact into so many lives and locations across our city. It's one of the reasons why I think BCV has done pretty well through this difficult time of the pandemic, is because you've just had this rhythm and you're such a beautiful and powerful community. Your workplaces, your schools, your communities, your families are different because of this. And so we have been and lived in this weekly launching rhythm, but we've also been a slightly different kind of a launch pad over the years. We haven't just had the weekly launching and returning rhythm. We've actually sent people out who've left Belfast for work, and they've gone other places and they've carried our values. But we've also launched people out just to simply have gone to go be part of other churches. We've sent people out to plant churches and to lead churches. We've sent people out as missionaries and they've carried the values of Jesus and BCV and they've brought impact. And then we've had the joy of welcoming them home from time to time. And when we do, we celebrate them and we pray for them and we bless them again. And we just try and get them ready to go out again in Jesus' name. And it's amazing to think that people have been launched from our community into different parts of Belfast. They've been launched as far away as Portugal and South Africa and North Africa and the exotic locales of Derry and Bangor and Scotland and England and even some other places. And each were launched with the values Jesus has given us here in BCV as a home to go out and to make an impact in His name. And each have told me how they treasure that. They treasure coming home to have those values renewed and restored and to remember who they are, to be strengthened again for what Jesus is asking of them next. And I think we're entering a really interesting time where the Spirit of God is like He's recommissioning us and empowering us to continue to be a home that launches people into impact far and wide and is a powerful and good home to return to weekly or once in a while for refueling, blessing, rejuvenation, and relaunching, and to keep doing the things that Jesus is asking us to do. And this has never been more important as we face into this new pandemic reality. One of the things the pandemic has done is broken this rhythm of launching out and returning home. For a long time, we were confined to our homes, and even now, it's hard to be out in the world. It's harder to think about impact, and many of us actually are wondering, is it worth it at all? You know, leaving home now has this level of threat and risk that it never had before, and there's real temptation out there to hold back, to wonder, like, what is church for? Like, can't I just pray a bit and listen to some podcasts and maybe practice Sabbath and then kind of just call that good? Can't I just do that? Well, I believe the churches and the Jesus followers that continue to give their yes to Jesus and find a way to continue to live in this weekly rhythm of launching into the world and coming home. Also, the churches that dare to meet this moment we're in with dreams of launching people out to lead and plant churches and to preach the gospel and to go be missionaries and to kind of go farther than just the weekly rhythm of BCV, they are going to be powerfully used by God in the coming days and years as He continues His work on this earth, in this city, on this island, and even far beyond. The temptation is to shrink back, and I believe the opportunity is there to move forward in faith, despite how challenging it is. So I want to challenge us afresh to keep pursuing this rhythm in big ways and in small ways, to keep building and playing our part as a church that launches all of us out, but also leaves the light on so that we can regather and remember who we are and receive blessing and empowering to go again in Jesus' name. I got a powerful taste of that in the past couple weeks, and it was just a powerful reminder. I got the chance to go back to the Evanston Vineyard. And if you don't know what the Evanston Vineyard is, it's a vineyard church just north of Chicago. And they've been a church for 45 years now. And Evanston Vineyard is the place where Harmony and I were sent out from to be part of BCV. And it's the place where Philip and Jackie Corrigan, the original planting pastors of BCV, were trained up. So the Evanston Vineyard is our mother church. And I got to go back a couple weeks ago, just snuck over for a short time, because Steve and Cindy Nicholson, who have led that church since it started, are retiring after 45 years. And that church has just lived out these rhythms of sending people out in this weekly rhythm, but then they just send out so dozens and dozens of people all over the world to bring an impact in Jesus' name. And our church and Harmony and I are some of those people. And we wouldn't be here without the Evanston Vineyard. So any impact you see in Belfast is what Jesus has done. It kind of traces back to them as our mother church. And anyway, we're back there. We were part of the weekend, just celebrating Steve and Cindy's legacy and all that happened. And I was just surrounded by person after person after person who was like me, coming back to a home church and then getting ready to be sent out again. And one of the powerful things that happened was I was recommissioned. And we were recommissioned into this. And I do believe the Spirit of God is moving. We heard loads of wonderful things, but it was a powerful time of prayer where Steve and Cindy just said, yes, we're retiring after 45 years, but we're still giving our yes to Jesus, and we invite you to do the same. And we as BCV were prayed for through me to keep going, to keep living out these rhythms of living as sent people, but also just with that opportunity to keep returning home and to see the impact and power and potency of Jesus continue to impact the world around us. Continue to be a church that's a launch pad weekly, and to continue to be a church that's a launch pad in even bigger and more dramatic ways, that plants churches and plants congregations around the city and sends people out in Jesus' name, but remains a potent, powerful home for people to return to remember who they are and be blessed. And whether we're doing that on the weekly rhythm, or we send people out to the ends of the earth and they come back once a year, and they're just really, really blessed. That is on us in this season, and there are opportunities for that to grow and be powerful. So I just want to end with some questions. What does that look like for you? Are you living like you're sent? Are you living like you've been launched out into this rhythm? Has the pandemic robbed this from you in some way? I'd be surprised if you hadn't at least been tempted in that way. Do you need to embrace living in that rhythm again? Is it actually for some of us like a new lens we need, that we've actually been sent out in Jesus' name with the values of the kingdom? That's actually true about even us. We've been sent to our places of work. We've been sent to our neighborhood. We've been sent to our friendship groups. We've been sent to our different parts of our community. We've been sent to our families. Wherever we have ended up, what if we've been sent there? And what if there's actually power from Jesus for you to make a difference in his name there? For some of you, I believe the Spirit of God is stirring that you know that part of your story is to be launched out even further, and that's to plant a church, to go out on mission. This is still on us as a church. Will you allow the Spirit of God to begin to speak to you? And my hope and my prayer is that in the coming years, we get to plant congregations across this city and churches across this island and beyond. Is Jesus speaking to you about that? For all of us, what are your returning home rhythms? Are we viewing church as a home I'm sent from and a home I return to, that I receive from, that it's a place I need to be a part of for restoration, refueling, and to remember who we are and whose we are, and to help other people do the same? Do we have rhythms of gathering here together in this place? Do we have a daily rhythm of returning to Jesus presence in our own homes? And do we have a weekly rhythm of gathering together as part of our church family in our church home to receive and to be blessed? Or are we trying to make our mark on the world in our own strength without the strength of these rhythms that have been made into the fabric of our world from the very hands of God? What if, despite what the pandemic is trying to form in us, what if we need the people of God still? And what if we need it more, them more than ever? Are you available for this? Are you available for this kind of rhythms? Are you available so that you get the blessing of it? And are you available so others get the blessing of it as well? In this pandemic moment, we all need to come back home and have purpose spoken over us again, to be reminded of God's goodness, to worship together and to have his presence come as we worship him, to encounter him through God's word, to encounter him in the presence of one another. So many of you are called to so much, and one of the ways your calling will be sustained, your strength will be maintained, is by coming home in these rhythms I've been talking about. So I want to invite you and challenge you. Will you help us keep being a launching pad for all ages, from our youngest to our oldest? Will you commit and recommit to being this kind of church for the sake of Jesus, for those who don't know him yet, and for the sake of those coming after us? Holy Spirit, I want to pray over us as a church. Would you remind us of these rhythms? Would you excite our passions for this? Would you stir people to be launched into their places of work, into their families, to wherever you're sending us? Lord, we pray for a powerful weekly rhythm to be returned to us, Lord. And we also pray over our congregation over the next decade, Lord. Would you be stirring? Would you be brooding over us? Would you help us continue to be a launch pad and to launch people out into different parts of the city, to launch people out into different vocations in this city? Would you help us? Would you stir us to launch people to different parts of this island and beyond? We want to be a launching pad, but we also want to be a robust home. Lord, would you help us be the kind of place where people return to be restored, to remember who they are, to receive your blessing, Lord? I thank you for this good and perfect community, Lord, this good and beautiful community. Would you bless us? Would you be upon us? And would you stir us to go out, to be launched out, and to also return home and receive from you. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message. For all the latest information about what's happening in the life of our church, or if you have any questions or comments, head over to BelfastCityVineyard.com.